Every one of us has had dreams we've let go. We let the world tell us no. But today, I'm going to show you how to recapture at least one of them with me and say, yes, I can. You just watch me. Hi, I'm Corby Mitlide, and this is the Psychic Yellow Brick Road. The world is changing, and life doesn't have the spark it used to. So we look around and ask, where do I need to go to catch the magic again? You've found it. Welcome to the Psychic Yellow Brick Road, a weekly podcast that delves into the intuitive world, metaphysics, life purpose, and how to connect with the compassion of spirituality. I'm Corby Mitlide, and I've been on the Psychic Yellow Brick Road for 50 years. I'm a certified tarot master, past life specialist, psychic medium, channel, and author. And most importantly, I'm an elder in the field, ready to pass on everything I've discovered to you. So let's hit that psychic yellow brick road where you can find the real wizards and avoid the flying monkeys. How to reclaim your life's big dream. How many baseball fields are there? I haven't Googled it, but I bet it's hundreds of thousands. Whether you're talking about cobbled together sandlot diamonds or the mansions of the sport like Yankee Stadium, they're all places to hit the horsehide and round the bases. We've all seen them. They're part of the background of America. There's nothing unique about a baseball field, right? So what made Ray Kinsella, an ordinary farmer, build that baseball diamond in the movie Field of Dreams? What made him think that his was different from anyone else's? That little voice inside that said, if you build it, he will come. Kinsella didn't question if he knew how to build one. He didn't look at the economic value and return on investment. He just knew, somewhere inside him, that out in his Iowa cornfield, there needed to be four bases and a pitcher's mound. And he built it. And they came. His father, and Shoeless Joe Jackson, and miracles, and a family's healing. All because he didn't listen to anyone but his own dream. Today, this podcast is about answering your inner call. Too many of us, when we dream about creating something, immediately look outside ourselves to find reasons not to. And you can trace it back to a bad age, too. When you reached for something, a shiny object, a candy, a toy, you were often told no by whoever was the authority figure of the moment. They may have had good reasons, but they didn't bother to explain. All you heard was, no, bad. As we grew up, we'd hear that we were selfish if we reached for the big cookie instead of the small one, or that someone else was sure to be better at whatever we wanted to do, so we shouldn't be disappointed when we fell short or it wasn't practical, and why try at all if what's ahead is heartbreak? And all this negativity was handed to us, most times, out of misguided love. Even today, the vast majority of parents want to protect their children from hurt and sadness. And to them, doing what is normal, practical, and safe, and putting down the risky, the impractical, or the unknown, is what will keep the kid secure. What's the result of all this programming? By the time we're ready to go out in the world, there's a chunk of us that instantly thinks, I can't, about a desire, rather than, I can and I can't wait to run with it. It happens when we're older, too. Let's say we've always wanted to start a restaurant. What do we get told or tell ourselves? 90% of the small businesses in the world fail in the first year. One diner choking on a fishbone and the joint is sued into bankruptcy. The economy is terrible. Everyone's cutting back. And the big one. There are already dozens, hundreds, thousands of restaurants out there. Why bother doing one more? You could say that about anything. Why write a play? You think you're going to be better than Shakespeare? Why paint a picture? There are so many starving artists already, and most have to die before anyone buys their work. Why write another metaphysical self-help New Age book? I told myself that. There are thousands out there already, and you can't have anything new to say after all. But I figured out that none of it matters. Honestly, it doesn't. I'm telling you right now, if you have a dream, do it. For yourself, if no one else. My dream, from the age of 9, was to be on stage. somewhere, somehow, hearing applause, wearing beautiful costumes, and having everyone listen to me as I recited brilliant dialogue, or I'd have them rolling in the aisles with my comedic timing. Did it matter that acting is one of the hardest careers to excel in? Not to me. I had my dream and I went for it. I majored in theater in college. I acted in community theater, pounded the pavement in New York, looking for movie extra work or voiceover gigs while working 60-hour weeks as a legal secretary. I took classes, did nonprofit gigs, ingeniously weaseled my way into casting calls and in front of agents to try and get seen. And the entire time I did it, I felt exuberantly alive, sure that somewhere around the corner was the big break I was waiting for. I did have some minor successes, but it wasn't until I was done with the dream and had gotten everything I could out of it that I sat back and said, is this still what I want to do? Turned out that it wasn't. My core dream of being heard by the world morphed into my current career, which completely expresses who I am and what my dream was in the best possible way. But I had experienced my original dream. I'd gone out into the world as a professional actress. And while I've moved on to other things since then, it's wonderful to know I won't go to my deathbed saying, if only, about my earliest goal. So what about you? How many dreams have you had? I want you to list them, starting as far back as you can remember. Everything counts. Include things like learning a foreign language, visiting a foreign country, starting a business, making a difference on the world stage, learning to pilot an airplane. List every single thing that has ever captured your heart and pointed you down a road of adventure if you dared to take it. Then find out what you've accomplished. Even if a dream wasn't completed 100%, what have you gained from as far as you've gone with it? And if there's a dream that you have brought into reality, how has it affected your life? How has it touched others around you? What did you learn about yourself in the doing of it? When you get a sense of something you want to do, to be, to try, please don't check and see if anyone else did it better, because you'll find an excuse not to start at all. Just get your something down on paper or out in the world. If you've got dreams still on your to-do list, grab one and start it. Anyone will do, large or small, even if it seems huge. Remember the old saying, you can even eat an elephant a teaspoonful at a time. And don't waste time telling yourself why you can't, what will stop you, why everyone else has already done it, or any one of the 936 reasons we can all find to stop ourselves. Dare. Don't compare. Finally, remember this. We're never given a dream that isn't ours to fulfill in some fashion. It's what motivates us, gives us a taste of how our greatness can play out if we'll only let it. To reach for something new and different, to stretch for something that moves us passionately, to tell ourselves, yes, I can, instead of no, I can't or mustn't, sets fire in the blood and exuberance in the mind and heart. And as Helen Keller, one of the most courageous people ever born, said, life is either a daring adventure or nothing. Go and do it. I've been guiding friends and clients since 1973. I love showing you opportunities and how to grab them, where the tough stuff is and how to get through it, and handing you your toolbox through tarot and oracle cards, past life exploration, spirit guides and angelic conferences, and mediumship. My website, corbymitlai.com, is full of articles, blogs, where to find me for live appearances, and where to listen to me as I guest on other podcasts. There's a full menu of readings, from short burning questions all the way up to the jewel in the crown, my soul plan readings, which are based on the work I did with Robert Schwartz. Whether it's general questions about your life in practical terms, romance readings, business consultations, discovering your sentence of passion, or digging into that single challenge that has run through your life, you can find the appointment that's right for you. You know, your opinion matters a lot. So if you enjoy this, take a few minutes to leave a review. Word of mouth is key with podcasts, so share it with others. And if you really want to help make the magic happen, go find me at patreon.com. There's a tier called I Believe in You. And for just a couple of dollars a month, you can be an official roadie and help all the things I do. The podcast, the books, the classes, the videos keep on coming. This has been Corby Mitlide. And until next time, keep those ruby slippers polished, and I'll meet you on the psychic yellow brick road.